lying on the floor beside Silver. And the Shan's arm was moving slowly. It fumbled around the meat, gripped it, pulled it dreamily to a mouth strung with saliva. Silver ate.
"Where are we?" said Marco at last.
Kin's voice said, "I'm not entirely sure. Are you okay?"
"I should like a drink, and some food. You had me slice the Shan's to get a protein sample."
"Yes, don't move." Something like a squashy bulb of water appeared beside Marco and bounced limply on the floor. He picked it up and bit into it with a shameful haste. "Food now," said Kin. Another bulb filled with red sludge rolled obscenely across the floor. Marco tried it. It tasted like solid boredom. "It's the best I can manage," said Kin. "About the only damage you did was upset the disc master's dumbwaiter circuits. I've got robots repairing them, but until then the menu can just about manage to be unexciting."
"Silver has fared better," said Marco indistinctly.
"I told you I hadn't got time for niceties," said Kin. "She's eating shand, cultured from her own cells. Don't ask me how it was done in seconds. I only gave the order. It might be an idea not to tell her, though."
"Yes. You are in a position of influence."
"You could say that."
"Good. Get me out of here."
There was a pause. Then he heard Kin say, "I've been giving a lot of thought to that."
"You've been giving a lot of thought to it?"
"Yes. I've been giving a lot of thought to it. You're in a sort of hold-for-study chamber. There's no way in or out except by teleportation, and if you knew what I know about that, you'd rather stay in there and starve. I daren't cut in case you're harmed. So all things considered..." A long shape exploded into being a metre from Marco and landed heavily. He picked it up and looked at it suspiciously.
"It looks like an industrial molecule stripper," he said.
"It is. I suggest you use it with caution." Marco grimaced in the hellish light and pointed the thing. A section of chamber wall became a fine fog. He switched off hastily and looked around for Silver. The Shand was kneeling, holding her head.
"How do you feel?"
said Marco in a concerned tone. He held the stripper lightly, not quite pointing it at Silver. The Shand squinted at him vaguely.
"Odd things have been happening," she began.
Marco helped her to her feet, a more or less token gesture, since she weighed 10 times his weight, and he needed one hand to keep the stripper not quite pointing at her.
"Right now, can you walk?"
She could stagger. Marco peered out of the chamber into a dimly lit tunnel. 2 small cuboid robots stood fretting over the still-settling dust of the wall. He glanced back at Silver and opted to point the stripper's flared nozzle at a questing Waldo.
"Lay off the hardware," said the robot, backing away.
"Kinarad,"
said Marco.
"Marco, that weapon is for your own peace of mind, but if you use it, I'll rip your arms off from here, and I can."
Marco considered this for several moments, while Silver climbed laboriously out of the chamber. Then he shrugged with all 4 shoulders and let the weapon thump on the floor.
"Monkey logic," he said. "I'll never understand it."
"I thought you were human," said the robot with Kin's voice.
"So? All the thinking in the worlds doesn't change some things."
"Cogito ergo kung," said the robot.
"Follow me, please." They fell in behind it as it rolled off along the tunnel. An hour later they were still walking. They had crossed wide metal chasms on lattice bridges and crouched in alcoves as giant machines thundered down side tunnels. On one occasion the little cube had beckoned them to follow it onto a lift platform. At the next level down, the lift stopped again, and 12 humming golden cylinders had drifted on, smelling of ozone. They followed narrow walkways between topless towering machines, which boomed.
"Krells," said Silver.
"Huh?"
The Shand grinned.
"Didn't you ever see Forbidden Planet? Human movie. They remade it 5-6 times. I had a walk-on part in one before I went to college."
"Can't say I recall anything."
"I had to thump doors, mostly, and roar. Had to share my dressing room with a robot, too. He was human."
"A human robot?"
"The rest of the cast were actor-robots, you see. But there was this robot in the plot, and they couldn't find a robot who could act robot-like. They had to hire a human. There was a very impressive scene inside a big machine built by the Krells, I think it was. Just like this. Krells, you understand, being fictional creatures invented for the purpose of the movie."
Silver broke off when she saw Marco's face. he sighed.
"We have been around humans